Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni meets with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, ready to work together. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 5, 2025. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni recently met with President-elect Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago club, thanking him for welcoming her to his Florida residence, adding she is ready to work with his incoming administration. Beautiful evening with that real Donald Trump whom I thank for the welcome. Ready to work together, Meloni wrote in a Sunday X post, sharing a photo of herself standing with the 45th and soon-to-be 47th President of the United States. Meloni's meeting with Trump lasted around 5 hours, according to a report by the Italian news outlet Rai News. Likely members of Trump's forthcoming administration were also present, such as Secretary of State nominee Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, and hedge fund manager and Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent, the outlet added. During the meeting, Meloni was reportedly hailed as a fantastic woman who really took Europe and everyone else by storm. Trump and Meloni also watched a screening of The Eastman Dilemma, Lawfare or Justice, a documentary reportedly about the challenges conservatives face in the U.S. legal system, Rai News noted. Italy is also no stranger to lawfare being used against its political figures. As Meloni's mentor, late billionaire media mogul and former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, faced more than 2 decades of legal battles. In 2013, Berlusconi railed against Italy's uncontrollable and uncontrolled judiciary system and accused the government of persecuting him with a fury that has no equal anywhere in the civilized world. In return for the commitment that I have lavished on my country in the course of almost 20 years, now almost at the end of my working life, I receive as a reward accusations and a sentence founded on absolutely nothing which deprives me of my personal freedom and my political rights, Berlusconi said at the time. Italian Parliament member Luca D'Alessandro also chimed in at the time, stating, "This country was famous for being the cradle of the law. Today it has become its tomb run by a corporation of gravediggers in gowns who have carried out the perfect crime." Honor and solidarity with Silvio Berlusconi, who is certainly more innocent and clean than those who unjustly convicted him, D'Alessandro added. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.